Merry meet everyone, and welcome to Circle of the Eclipse podcast. Today we're going to talk about beauty in magic. I absolutely adore using natural and medicinal beauty properties of plants, etc. And I've just always loved putting them together, or just the smell and the feeling of how my skin is when I do use natural as opposed to commercial made products. There's a few different things that you can do. One is making an herb infused oil, and how you would do that is basically just take a carrier oil. There are different ones that you can choose that pertain to your skin type. It just depends. Mine likes coconut oil. Not everybody does. And the reason for that is because coconut oil can actually clog your pores if you're not more on the drier side of skin. Olive oil, coconut oil, avocado oil, sweet almond oil, and jojoba oil are all examples of carrier oils that you can use. Coconut oil just happens to be light enough, so is sweet almond. Those are very light, and so they would hold the scent better of your choice of herbs instead of having to add essential oils. You can add essential oils, but please be careful of the one that you use, and please make sure that your skin actually enjoys and likes that specific essential oil. So the different carrier oils that you can use have different properties to them. Olive oil is healing, and it brings peace, protection, and purity. Coconut oil brings purity, protection, and chastity. Avocado oil brings love and beauty. Sweet almond oil brings money, wisdom, and prosperity. And jojoba oil brings healing and love. You can take these and then add your herbs of choosing or your flowers of choosing. And if you're going to use herbs, please make sure that you're only using the leaf parts, and don't use woody parts of the stems. If it has a stem that's not woody, you can use those. You can clip the leaves also so that it will actually release more of the insides of it, the oils that are from that herb itself will infuse it stronger if you do that way. And same goes for flowers. You're going to want to very gently bruise the flowers so that it will release those good properties. So what you're going to do is you're going to put those in a jar, and you can keep them in a cool, dark place for about 24 hours. and then you can strain it and repeat the process as much as you like to get the desired effect. Now, having those oils with herb infusions in them can be added to different butters, and it can be added to beeswax also to create a stronger, a thicker, more of like a salve or something. So like, let's say that you're using calendula and you want to use that as a healing salve for your skin, it'd be nice to use something such as shea butter and some beeswax to help hold it together good enough. And just in general, shea butter is just really good for moisturizing, and it's non-comedogenic, which is what it means. Non-comedogenic is when it won't clog pores, so that's great for that. Shea butter actually has properties of healing, nurturing of the body and spirit. Cocoa butter has love and money. Mango butter has love and sex and protection. Beeswax also is very versatile, very sacred to the goddesses, and it will help blend and combine energy. Beeswax is very good at being able to take energies that wouldn't normally be able to be blended together and blend them. So, such as, sometimes it's difficult to blend a masculine versus a feminine energy without it coming out correctly, and beeswax would help with that. I have a few different things that you can do, such as different teas. So rose tea, chamomile tea, and green tea are great for either as a facial toner or a hair rinse or putting it in the bath. Rose would be good for drawing love, so it could be a self-love or just drawing love into your life, love of life. Chamomile would be good for meditation and dream magic. It's also good for drawing money towards you. Green tea is great for cleansing and purification. So I also have two different recipes that you can try. So a cleansing self-love liquid soap would be with matcha tea. And matcha tea is actually created by the same plant as green tea is, but it's used from, it's produced through different parts of the plant, and it's processed in a different form. So you're going to get a lot more of just straight tea benefits from it as opposed to green tea. But if it's too expensive or you don't really feel like going that route, green tea is fine too. You can also add rose castile soap. So something such as Dr. Bronner's castile soap is all natural, and using the rose scent would help with bringing self-love. And avocado oil added to that would be good for the love and the beauty aspect. So when you want to cleanse yourself plus have self-love, that would also together equal a beauty spell, because when you're cleansing your mind and you're cleansing your body of all the negativity and you're having a self-love spell, that self-love spell is going to bring confidence to you and bring positivity to you, and it's going to help with your beauty. Your inner beauty is going to shine so bright that people will physically see how much more beautiful you are. So that's a really good spell for just an overall soap. Castile soap is good for just about anything, as far as just different surfaces, your hair, your body, etc. And some people's skin or hair doesn't like castile soap. That's okay. You could use a different type of liquid soap if you want. I just prefer it because, for one, it works with my skin better and my hair better, but it's also a little bit more of a pure soap as opposed to some of the soaps that you can get nowadays. Another one would be green face mask. And this green face mask can be used for a large amount of different things. And it would be green tea, aloe, cucumber, avocado, and honey. So again, green tea is for purity. Purity and cleansing. Aloe is good for protection and luck. Cucumber brings peace and healing. Avocado brings love and beauty. And honey is sacred, just like beeswax, and it brings happiness, healing, love, and wisdom. So this face mask can just be for beauty or self-love or just a peaceful day of healing. So you could use it to heal your emotions, make yourself happier. Let's say you're having a really depressed day, or you're dealing with depression in general. It'd be really great to do a self-love spell with a green face mask, because Why not pamper yourself every once in a while? It's good to do that. Sometimes you feel like you don't really deserve to do that, but you got to be able to find time to pamper yourself and to realize, hey, I am worth pampering. I am worth going out of my way to make myself more beautiful or make myself happier and healthier. So that's all I have for today. Thank you guys for listening. Merry meet, merry part. Please message me if you have any questions that you would like to ask me, or if you have anything that you'd like me to include in any further episodes. Love and light to you all.